Good morning to you all. It's not an unusual thing on retreat to have either doubt or resistance arise to the whole undertaking. So, in some cases, the mind might be producing thoughts like, oh my God, what did I get myself into? Or, what was I thinking? Or, I can't do this. Or, I don't want to do this. Or, I don't like this. Or, I'm really bad at this. So we know the mind can secrete many thoughts, some of which are quite disabling if we believe them. So I'd like to invite you this morning to consider a couple of things as we enter into the practice that might be a source of self-support for you. So first of all, find a way of sitting that supports alertness and relaxation. We tend to think of these as in opposition to each other or as a binary, but this whole meditative process is the cultivation of exactly that blend of tranquility and ease and alert presence. So you might check right now to see if there is any way that the body is holding itself that needs to be rearranged or adjusted, and to make that adjustment. Sometimes we can find a way into the body by finding the places of more dense sensation first. Things like the hands touching each other or resting on the thighs or in the lap, or the feeling of the buttocks on the cushion or zafu. The feet and or the legs touching the floor or the zabutan. And then building out from there, gently scanning the body for any places where there's unnecessary tension or holding which might wish to relax or to ease, to let go. Softening the eyes. Letting the jaw be loose. The tongue can rest on the floor of the mouth. You don't need it right now. Letting the shoulders roll back if they wish to, up and back, so that the arms can hang comfortably. Relaxing the hands. Inviting the muscles and the bones of the legs to release if they wish to. And then inclining the mind to notice the sensations of the whole body sitting. And then you may become aware of the subtle presence of others sitting around you in the hall. These are Dharma wayfarers just as you are. Working with the same basic human setup of body and mind and all the challenges that come with that. And it can be skillful to recognize that you have these other companions on the path. And perhaps extend to them wishes for a good practice day. May you practice well today. May your practice bear fruit. And good luck with the hindrances too. And now bringing your awareness internal. I would invite you to bring to mind your deepest intention in being here on this retreat. What is it that you seek? What is the motivation that you have that brings you here, that engages your heart, engages your mind, your intentions, that brings commitment? the more clear and powerful this motivation is, the more you can use it as support or fuel. The more you can touch into it if you need to generate willingness to continue. Some people tap briefly into this motivation once a day. For some people, it might be every sit, at least for a while. The answer to the "what am I doing here" question. As to the other disempowering thought, "I can't do this," or "this is impossible for me," or "what was I thinking?" I'd invite you to another exploration. We've all had experiences in our life where we undertook something that was difficult and where we lacked a sense of mastery or even competency at the beginning. But we learned through persistence what to do, and came to understanding through that sustained and patient effort. So for some people, an example might be learning to play an instrument. Where at first your fingers were so stiff and you couldn't find the keys or strings, and it sounded terrible. But you persisted through that period of feeling incompetent. Just kept re-engaging or sustained engagement with the learning. And then at a certain point you realized, hey, I can do it. Yeah, it's not great now, but I can see there's improvement. Now I'm getting the gist of it. For some people, a sport might be like that. Learning to ride a bike or kick a soccer ball. Or learning a language. We're learning chemistry. Or perhaps it was undertaking something like moving to a new town without a job or a friendship network. You've all had experiences like this. Pick one. And let yourself feel in the body what the sensations were when you realized, hey, I'm going to be able to do this. The moment when the mind switched from doubt into some confidence. What does that feel like in the body? It may be clear, it may be vague, or it may not be there at all. But touching in this kind of way, if you connect to it, can be a way of reminding yourself of your competency. And providing internal self-support. So from this place, do your practice. Starting with the sensations in the body. Which may mean attending to the breath or the full posture. Or perhaps sitting and hearing. Let the mind be very patient. Committed and patient. Understanding that this is a training to be present. The mind may wander and get lost many times. If you train the mind to recognize the return of awareness as a good thing, that's very skillful. Oh, it's back. Setting the intention to be present and mindful is a condition for the arising of mindfulness and presence. Have confidence in yourself. If the exercises I guided you in this morning were helpful to support motivation and willingness, or to promote faith and confidence in yourself and your capacities to learn and come to mastery of something that is difficult, please feel free to use them. If they were like, why are we doing this, and I don't like it, shut up, well, then that's not a tool for you. So it's just offered as a support if it's helpful. Couple of announcements first. At 1 o'clock here in...
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.